Last month, we reported on soldiers and families of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division as they readied for a second deployment to Iraq. Earlier this month, the division's 18,000 soldiers began staggered departures. One soldier whose unit is expected to deploy any day now is 1st Sergeant John Campbell. We met him last month in the library at Fort Stewart, Georgia, where the 3rd ID is based. He was there recording a DVD of children's stories for his yet-to-be-born twin daughters, due in April. John Campbell and his wife Paula have been trying to have children since they married 10 years ago. Now the couple says the nursery is ready, the honey-do list has been checked off, and they've been trying to make the most of these last couple of days together.
I just try, as hard as it is, I try to stay upbeat. I try to keep him laughing. As he packs, I stick little cards and stuff in his duffel bags, so whenever he gets over there and starts unpacking, he finds them and reads them. I do know that he does, and he has started to try to distance himself, and it's a hard thing to explain, but these soldiers, they have a tendency to, as they get closer to a deployment, start depending more on each other as a unit and as a group, and start detaching themselves from their family and their homes.
Where do you think that inclination comes from, to pull back a little bit?
I think it's just human nature. I honestly think that it just makes it maybe a little bit easier if I've already started the process of distancing myself from her.
Do you know if you're going to be able to come back for the birth of your daughters?
It's very hard to say. It's not looking like I will be able to come back just because of the situation. It's all going to depend on if Paula or the kids are, their life is in danger through the pregnancy. I think that would probably be the only way I would be able to come home.
So you're listening to your husband, it sounds like you may have to brace yourself for the possibility that he won't be there when the twins are delivered.
Yes, ma'am. It's hard, but I know what he did when I married him, and I knew going into this that it was a possibility. So it's a... You know, it's the one thing in the world that I wanted him to see. But we'll make it. You know, and the main thing, though, is he's got a troop that he has to run. And me and the girls will be here. And we'll be fine.
Does it make it easier at all that with cell phones and email, that it's a little bit easier to reach out and communicate with each other?
Oh, Lord, yes. I couldn't imagine if we didn't have email and if we didn't have cell phones. I couldn't imagine going through this. The internet has made it almost bearable. There's nothing better than to wake up in the morning and, if I'm lucky, turn on my internet and get an email from my husband. It's the best thing in the world.
First Sergeant Campbell, you're about to become a father, but in some ways you've had a paternal role for some time. You're in charge of 135 soldiers, and many of them are very, very young. With the growing insurgency and with the upcoming elections, are there questions or concerns about the mission and the military's role in coming months?
You know, ma'am, soldiers don't really get too much involved in politics or asking those type questions. Young soldiers, they do what you tell them to do, and that's the way they've been brought up, and that's the way they've been trained, and that's how they're going to come back alive, and I think that's all they're concentrating on right now.
Now, you've been in the military for 23 years, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When you came back after your first tour of duty in Iraq, did you think about retiring?
Yes, ma'am, I did think about retiring. I was very, very close to retirement. I sort of knew that we were going to be going back, and I knew that the soldiers were depending on me still, and I think that weighed on my decision to stay in. But I'll tell you in the same breath, ma'am, that after this deployment, I am going to retire from the Army, and I'm going to move on because I'm myself a military brat, and I've seen what the Army can do. Or it's not a bad, I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but I want to be there for my kids. I don't want to watch them grow up. I want to watch them play t-ball and softball, and a lot of soldiers can't do that for their kids. And I'm glad that I'm going to have that opportunity.
Well, God go with you so you get back safely. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
John Campbell is a 1st Sergeant with the 3rd Infantry Division's 3-7 Cavalry. His wife, Paula, is expecting twin girls in April. We'll continue our coverage of the 3rd ID in the coming months as part of our series, The Span of War.